This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Federal Reserve policymakers did exactly what was expected today. They raised key short-term interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. The Fed's statement acknowledged the economy has slowed some this summer, but it also said the economy is poised for new growth. Financial markets like the sound of this. The Dow finished the day 130 points higher. That still leaves the question of where the Fed goes from here, as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Just a few months ago, it looked like the U.S. economy was sailing into sunshine, and Fed officials started to signal that they were ready to lift interest rates from their historically low levels. Then came this summer's apparent slowdown in job creation and the drop in consumer spending, and economists have had to re-examine their assumptions. Ben Herzon, senior economist at Macroeconomic Advisors, says the Fed was right to raise rates today, and it should keep doing so.
I think that the recent slowdown is temporary, and the Fed certainly doesn't want to be behind the curve. Continuing to raise rates in small increments through this year and next year is probably a good idea.
If the Fed waits too long to raise rates, economists say it risks a new surge of inflation, and keeping prices stable remains its primary mandate. But if the economy is really weakening, as the payroll data suggest, raising rates now could be precisely the wrong thing to do. Nigel Gault is U.S. economist at the consulting firm Global Insight. Gault says the Fed should slow down and proceed carefully before raising rates again. Thanks in part to mortgage refinancings and tax cuts, Gault says the U.S. consumer has been spending liberally.
The consumer has really been very strong over the last few years, helping to bring the economy back from the recession. And the consumer's done that by growing spending faster than income.
But Gault says consumers have recently stopped spending the way they were, and that could become a big problem. Lou Crandall, chief economist at Wrightson ICAP, agrees. He says last week's disappointing payroll report raises real questions about the wisdom of too many more rate increases.
A temporary slowdown in consumer spending wouldn't be of great concern if the prospects for household income were still strong. But with hiring having slowed, the consumer's contribution to economic growth in the second half of the year has clearly been called into question.
That's something of a minority opinion right now. Some economists say the weak payroll data may not show all of the job growth that's really taking place. Ben Herzon of Macroeconomic Advisors also questions whether consumer spending is doing as badly as it seems. He says spending fell in July because of a drop in automobile sales, but auto sales have already rebounded, he says, which means consumer spending is probably also recovering. Herzon also says consumers have seen their discretionary spending fall because oil prices have risen.
The energy prices have risen pretty sharply over the last several months, and that's slowed down the real gains in personal income. But if those energy price increases go away, then real income will continue to grow rapidly.
But with continued instability in Iraq and Russia and growing demand for oil around the world, no one knows right now when energy prices will fall, and that means predicting the economy's course is likely to be particularly difficult in the months to come. In their statement today, Fed officials blamed energy prices for the current softness in the economy, but they said the softness could be temporary and that the economy is poised to grow stronger. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.